Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you all have your day is starting off well. I mean, the Lord woke us up, so we have something to praise Him for. No matter whether we woke up in a good mood or a bad mood, the fact that we woke up is enough to praise the Lord for. Let's just begin to thank Him for waking us up today. Let's begin to thank Him for His grace and His mercy, His patience with us. Let's just begin to usher in the presence of the Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Father. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning again, everyone. Thank you all so much for joining us on the prayer line today. This is Minister Erica. I will be your host, and we're just going to go ahead and get right into prayer. Remember to pray along with the leads. Let's just usher in the presence of the Lord on this line, and let's have a spirit of expectation and a spirit of praise, a spirit of worship, and let's just go ahead and get started. Our first prayer lead, go right ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is LaWanda. It's another day that God has kept us all. Amen and amen. This morning, my prayer subject is peacemakers. And I have to say, you guys, it's been a big challenge at one point in my life. Some people can just take you there, but I thank God for His mercy and His grace toward me. Hallelujah. I have a couple of scriptures I like to read. My first scripture is Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And my other scripture I found, it was a lot of scriptures about being peacemakers, but I just chose two. My second one is Matthew 12 and 14, the NIV version. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Amen. Amen for His word. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for another day, another chance, Father, to give You honor and to give You glory, another chance to just say thank You for our lives. First, Father, this morning, I want to pray for our spiritual mother, Pastor Lenore, asking You, God, to touch, heal, and comfort her. Give her peace of mind, Father. And as she rests, Lord, minister to her spirit as only You can. God, we believe You can do all things, and we thank You for her healing in advance. In Jesus' name, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. We glorify You on this morning, God. We lift our hearts and our minds to You, Father. On today, God, You are great and a wonderful God, and we give You praise. We thank You for what You've done and what You're doing in our lives. We thank You, Father God, for who You are, our Lord and our Savior, and our soon coming King. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We thank You, Father, for calling us peacemakers. Help us to see the value in seeking peace and work toward unity in our areas of our lives. All the unity, God, all around us, Father. Thank You, Jesus. We be in the public, Lord, and we are Your voice, God, in the public. And we just thank You, Lord. Lord, we ask You to give us strength, Father, to love others, even in difficult situations. And in those situations, Father, help us to remember that we represent You in what we do and what we say. help us to examine ourselves, to see our own weaknesses, Lord, so we could come to you and ask for forgiveness, so we can be the peacemakers that you called us to be, not finding fault in others and no corrupt communications coming from our mouth, Lord, but speaking with love, Lord, and compassion. Lord, we ask for the courage and wisdom to care for others and calm difficult situations. Some of us on this line, Lord, we are the go-to in our families when problems arise. God, help us be that peacemaker and use that opportunity, Father, to tell them about you. In Jesus' name, tell them about your love and how you can save. We thank you, Lord God, for that opportunity, Father. Lord, we ask you to give us all around peace in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And we ask, Father, that you heal and remove anything that's causing stress and grief in our lives. Fill us again, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Cleanse our heart, Lord. Lord, we just want to carry your presence wherever we go. Lord, we need you, Father God, to let the light of your love be shown in our words, Lord. Lord, because you are perfect, and you are the perfect example. You are the Prince of Peace. There is so much chaos in the world, but you are in control. We need you, Father. We really need you, Father, to be with us, God. We love you, Lord. We adore you, and we praise your holy name. And there's none like you, Jesus. And we know everything is going to be okay because you are in the midst. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all those that's on the prayer line this morning, God. Our partners, all our partners, near and far, and even our first-time visitors, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would bless all the families that are represented here today. Lord, save the unsaved. Deliver those who are held and captive by the enemy. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families now. Your blood that was shed for us, God. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the blood. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our seniors, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Send your angels to watch over them in Jesus' name. God, we pray for our children, Lord. We pray protection for them, God. Watch over them, Lord, as they go to and for to school, Lord God, even though it's on the school buses, Lord. Lord, just protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. For those who drive for a living, bless and protect them, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you. We give you praise, God. We thank you, Lord, for just being a wonderful God to us, Lord, for watching over all of us, God, for keeping us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. We bless your holy name, God. Lord, touch our minds, Father. Touch our hearts. Breathe on us again, Lord. Oh, God, fill us again with your presence, Lord. Let your spirit rest, rule, and abide in us, God. We need you, Lord. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. We ask, Lord, for your help and guidance, Lord, in our lives, Lord God, to recommit ourselves, Lord. We want to recommit ourselves so we can remain faithful to you in Jesus' name, Lord. Lead us every day, Father, having humility and be open to your will, God. Father, we thank you and we trust you, Lord. And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes to your will, Lord, yes to your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just praise you, Lord. We just praise you. We lift you up, Lord. There's none like you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Have your way around us in our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you again. We want to lift up our pastor, the Lord, again, Lord. We call her name out. Surround her with your presence and bring healing, Father, to her body like only you can. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Bishop. Strengthen him, Father God. Strengthen him, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord. We lift them both up, Lord. These are our spiritual leaders, Father God, and we ask you to have your way. Have your way, Father God, as they lead us on, God, towards you, Father God, towards your will and your way, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Continue, God, to lead and guide us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, God. We just want to give you some praise on this morning, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our master, hallelujah. Our waymaker, thank you, Lord. Our bright and morning star, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our miracle worker, Lord. Our comforter, our help in times of need, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are mighty God. You are great. You are the Christ, Lord, Son of the living God. We praise you for drawing near to us, God, when we draw near to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're all that we need, God. We surrender all to you, God. God, we say yes to your will, Father God. Yes to your way, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. You are so worthy to be praised, God. We give you honor, Father God. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Oh, God, we just glorify your name. Lord, there's none like you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, be with us on today, God. Be with us, Lord. Continue to guide and lead us. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, God. We just bless your name. We bless your name on this morning, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You're so worthy. Thank you, Jesus, God. Just want to praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for everything that you do, Lord. Everything that you're doing, Lord. How you just watch over us. How you just keep us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us in our right minds, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we glorify. We lift you up. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen, Lord, you're so worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to your name, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify you, Lord. We lift you up, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, you're worthy, Lord. Thank you. You do more without you, Lord. We need you in our lives, Lord God. We need you, Lord. Your guidance, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, to be with us, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you. Praise you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're just so worthy to be praised. And we just thank you, Lord, for this prayer line and everyone that's on here today. And, Lord, we just ask you to just bless and keep, Lord, and comfort, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I turn it back over to the host, Minister Erica. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just keep praising him. Just keep thanking him. He's so worthy. He is so worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Master.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you today, God. We lift you up today, God.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you all for joining us this morning. We are praising God. We are worshiping him. We are praying to him. We are in his presence, and we thank him for that. Today is Wednesday, and it is a great day to praise God. It is they call it hump day, but today we're going to call it praise day. We're going to call it worship day. We're going to call it thank you, Jesus day. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, thank you all. Thank you, Sister LaWanda, for your prayer on peacemakers. Thank you all again for joining us this morning. We are here from 8 to 9 o'clock. Invite your friends, invite your family, invite those who you come in contact with to join us on our prayer line, because we are touching lives, we are changing lives, we are reaching out to God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, by all means, do it. You can sow our midweek sacrifice of $24. You can sow if you are a member of the Body of Christ Assembly or if you are a partner of EKC Ministries. Tithe. Pay your tithe. You can do that by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can give by way of our website at ekcministries.org. Hey, yesterday was our bishop's birthday. If you did not get a chance to bless him with something, you can still do it today. You can sow him a seed, leave him a little message. You can do that by way of the Cash App. Again, that's $ Bishop Eric Clark. If you'd like to leave him a little message when we go on Daily Bread, go ahead and leave him a little message on Daily Bread. At this time, I am going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead. Brother Barry?
I'm here.
It's all yours, sir.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints. My name is Barry Johnson. I come to you from Lincoln Heights, Ohio. This morning, my topic is Light of the World. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts filled with gratitude and minds fixed on your glory. Lord, we thank you for this sacred moment to gather in your name, to lift up our prayers, and to seek your holy presence. We thank you for being the light of the world, the beacon of hope that shines through the darkest of nights. You are our guide, our strength, and our everlasting source of joy. Hallelujah to the name above all names. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. O Father, we recognize that without your light, we would be lost. Your word declares in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so we stand here today declaring that we are your followers. We acknowledge that it is your light that has illuminated our path, rescued us from despair, and shown us the way to everlasting life. Lord, we ask that you fill our hearts with that light today. Fill every corner of our souls, Father, because there are parts of us that need you desperately. Some of us have been walking through valleys of shadows, carrying burdens too heavy for our frail hands to bear. But you, Lord, are our deliverer. You are the one who lifts up our heads when they are bowed down low. You are the one who calls us out of darkness into your marvelous light. O Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Father, as we come before you, we ask that you forgive us for the times we have turned away from your light. Forgive us for the moments when we've chosen the darkness of sin over the brilliance of your holiness. Forgive us when we've hidden our light under a bushel instead of letting it shine before men, so they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Cleanse us, Lord, purify us, and make us vessels worthy of carrying your light into a world that is in desperate need of you. O Lord, this world is full of darkness. It's full of pain, confusion, and brokenness. But we know that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Holy Father, let us be reflections of that light. Help us to be like the city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Let our words, our actions, and our very lives testify to your goodness. Let those who are lost see your light in us and be drawn to us, not because of who we are, but because of you are, because of who you are. Father, we pray for those who are stumbling in the dark right now. We pray for the ones who are lost, who feel forgotten, who are bound by chains of addiction, depression, and hopelessness. Lord, let your light break through the darkness of their situations. Let your light shine into their hearts and show them that there is a Savior who sees them, knows them, and loves them with an everlasting love. Oh, Father, we cry out for their souls today. And Lord, we also pray for the church, the body of Christ. Let us not grow weary in our mission to carry the light of Jesus into every corner of this earth. Strengthen us, Father, for the work you've called us to do. Give us boldness to proclaim the truth, even when it's not popular, even when it's hard. Help us to stand firm in our faith and to shine brightly in a world that so often tries to snuff out your light. Heavenly Father, what can I say? For some, the light that people see in us is all the light that they may see. So help us to continue to offer up your word. Because the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. As I prepare myself to close, I want to thank you, God, for your holiness. I want to thank you for your grace, your mercy, your protection, your safety, your provision, and your daily bread. Because that's all we can ask for, is one day at a time. We don't care about the future because you have already laid it out for us. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for the privilege of coming before your throne, for the assurance that you hear us, and for the promise that you are working all things together for our good. We thank you for being the light of our world, our Savior, our Redeemer, our everything. And as we close this prayer, we do so with hearts full of praise, declaring that you are worthy. Oh God, you are worthy, holy of all glory, honor, and power. The mighty, matchless, marvelous, and magnificent name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I will turn it back over to our prayer lead, Minister Erica. For those of you all that have to leave, you have a pleasant day.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Barry, for your prayer on the light of the world. Through this prayer line, I have heard so many people's testimonies, whether it was through the prayer or just at the before they began to pray, they gave just a little testimony of something that the Lord has done for them. Let's be the light of the world. You can shine your light by doing a 1 minute audio or video of your testimony. Let your testimony be that light that someone else needs, that guides someone to Christ, that guides someone out of an addiction, that guides someone out of a broken relationship. Let your light shine through your testimony. Go to our website, ekcministries.org, and click on the link that says GPS, and let your light shine. Give your testimony. Let someone be touched by what God has done in your life. Let someone be touched by how God has used someone in your life. Maybe God has used you in someone else's life. That's still your testimony. Let your light shine. Be the light of the world. Let the Lord's light shine through you by sharing your testimony, by allowing what God has done for you brighten. Let it shine. Let someone see that light and go toward it. Let someone be drawn to Christ because of your testimony. Go to our website, ekcministries.org, and leave your testimony. You don't even have to think about it. It's in your heart. Just give it. Sometimes people say, oh, one day I'm going to tell my testimony one day. That day is today. That day was yesterday, because tomorrow is not promised, and we don't want to allow our testimonies to not glorify God. And they can do that by us sharing them, not just sharing them with our family, not just sharing them with our friends, but sharing them with the world by leaving our GPS. While you are on the website, you can also leave your prayer request. If you are dealing with something right now and you would like special prayer, go to the website, leave your prayer request. As you know, if you've been on the prayer line before, we pray about different topics. If there's a topic that you would like us to pray about, you can also leave that as a prayer request. If you would like to be a prayer lead, if you have a topic that we have not prayed on that you would like to pray on, call our office so that we can get you on the prayer line and have your voice being heard. The number is 216-475-6327. If you would like to host, you can also give our office a call, and we'll get you trained. We'll get you on the line. You don't have to be afraid of that 15-minute mark that we ask, because you have prayer leads that are willing to step in for you. Your voice needs to be heard, and we're willing to stand with you and pray with you if you can't do the 15 minutes. Each and every one of the leads are willing to do that. I know Sister LaShonda always says, tell them to put you with me because I got you. I got you too. Pastor Lenora has you. Sister Keitha has you. Minister Andre has you. Sister Rachel has you. We all have you. So just go ahead, call the office so that you can become a prayer lead. We want to hear your voice. At this time, I am going to turn it over to our next prayer lead.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and my word today is humility, and I'm in Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. A good man is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foresees the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the forward. He that keepeth his soul shall be far from them. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, we give you honor, for truly, God, you're worthy to be praised. Lord, we come before your throne of grace, thanking you and praising you yet for another day. Lord, coming as humble as we know how, humbling ourselves before you, God, that we would do your will, God, whatever you would have us to do, God, that we would do your will according to your word. And so, God, we can't lift ourselves up like we higher than anybody else. No, we got to humble ourselves and become a servant, God, and become a person, God, that look after others as we put ourselves second and we put you first, God, and you allow us to do these things that you would have us to do. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, even as you calls us to be intercessors, God, to intercede and stand in the gap for one another, God, to cry out in the wilderness, God, what is it, God, that you're doing for your people? What is it, God, that we're standing in intercession for? So, God, even on today, God, as we stand and we intercede for Pastor Lenore, God, that we put her name before you, God, that the ministering angels will go into the room and begin to minister to her like never before. God, that as you go in the room, God, that you will give the doctors knowledge, wisdom, and understanding what it is that they need to do. And so, God, we speak to high blood pressure. We speak to anything that's not like you. It has to bow at the name of Jesus. It can't overrule and override the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said that by Christ we already healed. You said, God, that sickness and disease was nailed on a cross over 2,000 years ago. Just like you nailed salvation, God, you nailed healing. And so, God, we stand and we intercede and we call out our name, God, and we thank you and we praise you because you said in your word, you said, give me my word. And will I not honor my word? You said that it should not come back, boy, but it'll accomplish what we sent it to do. And so, God, we thank you that on today, your word is accomplishing itself in that room, in her life right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you will go before us, God. Lord God, that we won't think we're greater. It's not in our name. It's not in our name, God. It's in your name, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you've done and all that you're doing for your people, God. As we reach out, God, not being selfish, Lord, not praying for me, my four, no more, God, but that we're crying out, God, that your people be saved, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, it's nothing else we can say. It's nothing else we can do. And you said, God, that you presented before us life and death, blessing and cursing. But, God, you said that you wish above all things that we would choose life. And so, God, that even our children should be saved, God. And so we thank you, Lord, because we get to choose, God. We have the choice, God. And so, God, you gave us that decision, and we get to make the decision. And so, Lord God, thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that in these last days, we get to know who you are. Lord, we are covered under the blood. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. God, we don't have to walk around in fear. You are our source. You are our provider. You said, God, would you not open up a window from heaven? We got to believe that you're opening the window, God. We got to believe that you're rebuking the devil for our sake, God. But you told us to do something first. And so, God, you told us what to do. And so we can't jump past, God, what you said to do. What did you say? You said to bring the tithes and the offering into the storehouse. That your house, God, might be fulfilled, that your house, God, might be able to do what it is for your house to do, God. And then you would answer. Then would you open up the window? And so, God, I thank you and I praise you because you said, God, that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But we got to believe, God, you at your word. And so, God, we have to have that spirit of humbleness, God, as we reach out to have others, God, not looking down on others because you said that you the one of the rich and the poor. And so, God, we know that your word said, even back in the day, they sold the poor for a pair of shoes, God. And so, God, we have to love the poor, the homelessness, God. We have to begin to have a heart for the people and not look at the people in a different way. We got to believe, God, that the word's going to come by them, that they get delivered and set free, God, because you're awesome, God. Somebody prayed for us, Lord. Somebody stood in the gap for us, God, and we thank you and we praise you, God. It wasn't us that got us saved, Lord. It was us opening our mouth and accepting you into our life, making you Lord and Savior of our lives, God. And we thank you and we praise you, God, for that opportunity, for that gift, God, that you gave unto us, God. And we thank you and we praise you, God. And so, Lord God, we pray even on today that you would give Bishop strength that he needs, God, as he takes care of his wife, God. Give him the strength that he needs in his body. Because, God, it's not easy. But, God, you are all-knowing, God. You know. You supply the need that Bishop needs. We thank you, God, even though yesterday he was able to celebrate another birthday. So, God, we're thankful. We don't take it for granted, God, because some people didn't get to celebrate another birthday. But, God, we got to see another day. We're thankful for another day. But what do we do with this day? Because yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not come. So what do we do with the day that we have, God? What do we do, God? Do we humble ourselves? Do we reach out to other people? Do we pray for other people, God? Do we seek and search? Having an ear to hear in these last days what the Spirit of the Lord is saying? What do we do with our day, God? Do we watch TV all day and never seek your face? Never see what you're saying? Never seeing what you want us to do? But God, we thank you that we can seek your face, God, that we can come before you, God, as we lift up our hands and our heart before you. Our hands are clean. And we know you're going to answer. We know you're going to meet the need, God, that we'll be able to meet someone else's need, God. Someone else's need. And God, I'm reminded of the season that we're in. We're in the season, God, that people give. And they give, God. But Lord, let us also be in this season remembering that you was born. Remembering, God, that you became a full man, God, and that you went to that cross for us, Lord, and that we don't have to serve Santa Claus, God, but we serve you. We're thankful, God, for this time of year. We're thankful, God, that we can serve you all year long, not just at Christmas to give a gift. And I said before, God, it's your birthday. And what gift are we going to give you? What gift is under the tree for you? And then I'll say, Lord, I can't put a gift under the tree for you. But then you say, well, if you start paying your tithes and offering, if you repent all those things that you've done, that you accept me again and make me Lord and Savior of your life, that you put me first and not last, that you learn how to help one another in the time of need, that you will go on a fast without someone calling it. That you will seek my face like never before. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you for the opportunity that we can seek your face like never before. And that we can get it right. We thank you. And so, God, we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor. For truly, God, you're worthy to be praised, God. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives. We thank you, God, that we'll even be able to help somebody else. We thank you. Because it was a time, God, that we couldn't help nobody. We couldn't even help ourselves. But you brought us from a mighty long way. And you gave us an opportunity to be able to help somebody else, to be able to pray for somebody else, to be able to bless somebody else. Lord, because of our hands, it's always balled up, always closed. It's never open to be a blessing. We got to learn how to be a blessing and walk away. We ain't got to tell the world. We ain't got to go on TV. We ain't got to expose what we've done. We do it in secret because you said what we do in secret, you would bless us openly. So, God, I don't have to get up and tell the testimony. I gave somebody a pair of shoes. You know. You know what we do in secret, God. You know. And you'll bless us because you're just that type of God. Because you said that you would supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You said, God, that you give us the power to get well. And we keep trying to give our own selves power to get well. But you said, God, that you give us power to get well. But when we get it, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? If we're going to give it back to you, God, that your ministry can continue to go forth? Or are we going to keep it all to ourselves and forget who gave it to us? Because you said when the food was yet in their mouth, they were still complaining. They still weren't thankful. They still weren't grateful. But that's not us, Lord. We're thankful and we're grateful. We're thankful, God. We give you glory and honor for truly, God, you're the one worthy. You're the one worthy, God, to be praised above all praise. All the glory and the honor goes to you. You said that you would not share your glory with no one. You give the glory. You give the glory. And so we thank you. We praise you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. I call it done by faith. I feel it under the blood. And I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to thank the saints that prayed for me and my family that we was able to get through what we needed to go through to get my brother laid down. But I thank y'all for the prayers that it really my family and again, thank you. God bless. I turn it back over to Sister Rachel.
Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for your prayers on humility. Thank you all for joining us today on the prayer line. Again, we are here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. You can come get in when you can. If you need to leave early, you can leave early. But share it with somebody else so that they can be touched by the prayers that go forth on the line. It is Wednesday. Let's sow our midweek sacrifice of $24, whether you are a member of Body of Christ Assembly or a partner with EKC Ministries, or if you are just visiting with us this morning. Sow a $24 midweek sacrifice of $24. You can sow that by texting the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You can send it by Cash App, $Bishop Eric Clark, or you can go by our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. In addition to sowing your seed, if you did not get a chance to bless our bishop for his birthday yesterday, by all means, you can still do that today. Excuse me. If you would like to be a prayer lead or a prayer host, give our office a call at 216-475-6327, and we will get you trained and get you on the calendar. One way to stay connected with the ministry is by receiving our text messages and emails. If you do not receive those and you would like to, text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. That's MAXIMIZE to 55444. You can join any of our services online. We are online. We have our prayer call at 8 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday. Then at 9 o'clock, we have daily bread. And at 7 p.m., we have our evening sacrifice. And, of course, on Wednesdays, we have our midweek service. Then on Sunday mornings, we have our Sunday morning worship at 10 o'clock a.m. We are being discipled daily. Being discipled daily. Our bishop is pouring out, and we are able to receive every day of the week. We don't go live on Saturdays, but you can always go back and watch one of the broadcasts, or you can go to the website and you can hear the archives of the prayers that go forth on this line. Our believers' declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. I've just given you all of the ministry that we have that goes on daily. As mature believers, we minister from our location. Right now, our prayer leads are at home. They're at work. Some have been maybe driving. We are ministering from our location. Our location should not stop us from ministering the Word of God. As we are strong people who know God and serve His purpose. This is part of His purpose, being on the prayer line, giving your testimony through the GPS. And let's be a strong people and serve His purpose. Get your testimony in. Become a prayer lead. Give your offering, because all of those things help serve the Lord's purpose. What I want to do today, I want to read off everyone that is on our prayer list today. What I want you to do is take somebody's name that's on this list and throughout the day, pray for them. If you want to take more than one person's name, that's fine. But let's not let our prayers for those who are on the list end with the prayer call today. Our prayer list consists of Sage Fisher, Brother Bernard, Sister Mercedes, the Horton family, the Jeffries family, the Ward family, the Alexander family, Sister Rachel, Pastor Lenora, the Williamson family, Sister Pat, Pastor Buckner, Sister Sheila, Brother John, and all of those who have lost a loved one, and those also who are in the nursing homes, hospitals, rehabilitation centers, and our church in Africa, Pastor Pei and Pastor Woa. Take somebody's name that's on that list and pray for them throughout the day. They feel our prayers. Pastor Lenora says she feels your prayers. Bishop Richardson says he feels your prayers. Sister Cynthia said they felt your prayers. So let's pray for them throughout the day. Take somebody's name, remember them in prayer throughout the day. Call on the Lord for them. This is Minister Erica, and I am the last prayer lead for today. Today we had prayers on peacemakers, on the light of the world, and on humility. We thank Sister LaWanda, Brother Barry, and Sister Cynthia for those prayers today. Father, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your light that shines on us. We thank you for peace. We thank you, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for clothing us in our right mind. God, we thank you for providing food for us. We thank you for providing a roof over our heads. We thank you for giving us a means to make money. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for our churches and our ministry leaders. God, we thank you for our family. We thank you for our husbands and our wives. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our friends. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ, God. We thank you for all of those who you have placed in our lives to help us throughout our day, to help us throughout our life, God. We just thank you for them. We thank you for the nurses and the doctors that are providing care for those who are in the hospital. God, we thank you for the STNAs and the phlebotomists. We thank you for all of those who are in the hospital that are providing care. We thank you for those who are providing therapy for those in rehabilitation centers, God. We thank you for the workers that help us get through the day. We thank you for those who will be nice to us at the grocery store, God. We thank you for those who will prepare food for us today, Lord. We just thank you for everything. We thank you that we are able to open up our mouths and praise you today. We thank you that we are able to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We praise you. We lift you up. You are so worthy. You are so magnificent. You are so awesome. You are the light of the world, God, and we thank you for it. You are our peacemaker, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you, God. We lift you up today. We magnify you because you're worthy. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our honor. You're worthy of our glory, God. We just thank you, Lord. We lift you up today. Lord, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you would just touch the hearts of everyone on this line. Touch the lives of everyone on this line, Lord. Whatever we are dealing with, God, we lay it before you and we ask you to have your way. We lay our troubles before you. We lay our family before you. We lay our broken relationships before you. We lay our financial situations before you. We lay everything before you, oh God. We lay our relationships before you, God, and we ask that you will have your way. Have your way, oh God. We ask that you will help us to be peacemakers, God. Help us to show love. Help us to just put ourselves out there so that we can bring peace to others, God. We ask that you will help us to be slow to speak and quick to listen, God. We thank you for it, God. We thank you, God, that you are our light. We thank you, God, that you use us, God, and we ask that you will use us today to be the light of the world. Use us today to allow your light to shine within us, God. Lord, use us today that someone will be touched by your spirit that is in us. Someone will be touched by the light that is in us. Someone will be drawn toward you because of the spirit that you have placed in us, oh God. We humble ourselves, as Sister Cynthia said, before you today, oh God, and we ask that you will have your way. We ask that you will help us to have a yes in our spirit. Help us to have a yes in our spirit. Let it not just be a word, but Lord, let it be an action. Let yes be an action. Let yes be an action that's saying, Lord, yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will do your will today, oh God. Yes, I will say thank you today, oh God. Yes, God. Yes. Yes, Lord, send me, God. Lord, let us have a yes in our spirit today. Let us say yes to whatever it is that you have planned for us today. Let us say yes, God, and we thank you for it. We thank you for just loving us enough. We thank you for taking care of us and keeping us in our right mind, God. Even right now, Lord, we are dealing with things and we say yes and we say thank you. We say yes to your will, even though everything in our life is not right. We say yes, God. We say yes and thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, and we lift you up. We lift you up today. We lift you up today for everyone that is on this line. We lift you up for everyone that is on our prayer list, God. And we ask that you would just touch the lives of your people right now. Touch the minds of your people right now. Touch the hearts of your people right now. Touch the bodies of your people right now. Touch us, Lord. We need a touch from you, a touch that only you can give, God, a touch that only you can give, a healing that only you can give, a mind changing that only you can do, God. We ask for the miraculous to be done right now. We pray right now in Jesus' name that miracles will begin to come forth in the lives of your people, God. We say that when the doctor says no, you say yes, God. And we thank you for it, God. We believe in your word. We believe that by your stripes we are healed. And we call out healing right now for those who are sick. We call out healing right now for those who are hurting. We call out healing right now, God, for those who are in the sick bed. We call out healing right now for those who are in the hospitals, healing right now for those who are not in the mental state that they should be in, God, healing right now for those who are aching and in pain, healing right now, God, for those who cannot move, healing right now, oh God, healing in our minds, healing in our bodies, healing in our spirit, God, healing in our spirit, God. Lord, right now, someone cannot say thank you, but we ask for healing in their spirit, God. We lift up them right now. We lift up our prayers to you, God, and we ask that you would just heal, heal, heal. Heal our spirits, God. Heal our minds, God. Heal our bodies, God. Heal us now, oh God. Heal this world, oh God. Let us be your light that shines in the world, oh God. We ask right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would just heal, deliver, and set free. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you all again so much for joining us this morning. It is Wednesday. Let's sow our midweek sacrifice of $24. If you did not get a chance to bless our bishop with a gift, you can do so as well today. You can do that by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go to our website, ekcministries.org, and sow your seed there. While you're on the website, leave your prayer request and leave your GPS. That is Guiding People to Salvation. It's a one-minute audio or video testimony of what the Lord has done for you. Today we had prayers on peacemaking, the light of the world, and humility. And we thank God for Sister LaWanda, Brother Barry, and Sister Cynthia, and we ask that he will just pour back into them as they have poured out today. At this time, we're going to ask that you all go on to YouTube. Bishop will be on shortly giving us our daily bread. So let's go on there. If you want to, you can, guess what? You can still tell him happy birthday, even though his birthday was yesterday. Go ahead, leave him a message. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that you're supporting him. Let him know that we are being discipled. Amen. Again, thank you all so much for joining the prayer line today. We will see you on the Daily Bread.
God bless. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one. Have a good one.
Amen.
God bless everybody.